It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Some schools across the Denver area are canceled today, and others may need a lot of subs as teachers join the national call to protest federal immigration policies. CPR's Arlo Perez Esquivel has more.
Aurora and Adams 14 are among the districts where all classes are canceled. Opponents of the crackdown in Minneapolis called for the nationwide no school, no work, and no shopping effort. A number of metro area restaurants and cafes are also participating today, and protests are planned around Denver.
CPR's Arlo Perez Esquivel. A CDOT snowplow broke through the median on I-70 Thursday morning and struck a van carrying 10 people. CPR's Tony Gorman reports that included members of the CS Flyers under 12 girls hockey team from Santa Clarita, California. They were in Colorado for the Western Girls Hockey League tournament.
The SE Flyers under 12 girls hockey team of Santa Clarita was in Colorado for the Western Girls Hockey League tournament. The van's driver, a parent of the team, was killed in the crash. One youth player was transported by helicopter to a hospital in critical condition. Three more adults were transported to Denver Health. Two are in serious condition. Other youth players were also taken to the hospital but have been released. Colorado State Patrol says the plow truck was traveling westbound on I-70 when the driver lost control. The plow struck two vehicles before colliding with the Sprinter van, which ended up in an embankment. The crash is under investigation by the Colorado State Patrol. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Construction is underway in Pueblo County on the new Space and Defense Technology Facility. Denver-based Voyager Technologies is building a manufacturing operations and testing complex at Pueblo Plex. The company expects to create about 120 new jobs at the site. It's expected to be operational later this year. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.